So I'd like to welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit, Michelle Seitzer. She's a writer, editor, and elder care specialist. Before launching her freelance career in 2008, she was building her content platform, Elder Care, while working with the Alzheimer's Association and in various senior living communities. Since then, she's written extensively about caregiving issues for numerous online publications, including AARP, Reader's Digest, and U.S. News. She's a grant reviewer for the Administration on Aging, has written policy reports for the International Alzheimer's Organizations. She was the co-founder of Hashtag Elder Care Chat, which she moderated for 6 years and now serves as moderator for Hashtag Care Chat. She currently cares for her young daughter with special needs and provides caregiving support to her grandmother. Michelle, we've talked over the years via email, and I don't think we've ever actually met virtually in person. So welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit.
Thank you. And I believe you're right. So it's nice to virtually meet you.
There you go. So this is an interesting kind of topic because, you know, as the one of the last AARP National Alliance for Caregiving research findings found that the 25% of caregivers are millennials, which kind of shocked a lot of people. So, you know, when you think of millennial caregivers, you know, who and what do you picture?
Well, according to the report, millennials are technically in between the ages of 18 to 34. So I'm not included in that, but I'm not too far off. And I was a young caregiver, or at least provided caregiving support at a young age. So I think it's just the new generation of young caregivers. And I think because of the age of longevity that we're in, there's more of them. There's more people serving in a caregiving capacity from a younger age. I also think it's interesting because so many in our generation, whether you're Gen X or millennial, have long-standing relationships with grandparents and even great-grandparents that the generations before us didn't really have an opportunity for. So I think that is some of the motivation behind taking a caregiving role, because they've had a good relationship and an active one with a grandparent or even great-grandparent.
So do you think that they become caregivers because their parents are maybe at a stage two where they need caregiving as well, or why do you think all of a sudden millennials have had to step up?
I think that's a great question, and I think it's a little of both. I do know people who are supporting their parents by helping care for a grandparent. I have to take my grandfather to the doctor because my dad has to take grandma to the therapist. So I think they get introduced to the role that way by supporting their parents. But I also know some peers whose parents are older. My mom's rather young. She had me at a young age. So I have sisters that are still in their 20s. But some of my peers have parents who maybe are in their 60s or 70s. So there are definitely millennials or maybe Gen Xers who are serving as caregivers for parents. So I think there's a little of both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we know that, you know, every generation kind of gets stereotyped, and so have millennials about kind of whatever their work happens and this or that. What right. challenges are unique to millennial caregivers?
Well, I think there's some reverse ageism. They're looked down upon. They're tagged as selfish or, you know, too career focused. And I think really those are strengths. They're tenacious, they're driven, they're motivated, they're innovative and creative, and they're able to multitask. And so I think while multitasking is sometimes a negative for our generation and our digital times, I think the ability to manage multiple projects is a real asset for millennial caregivers. But it can also be a challenge because they're maybe pulled in too many directions and not able to focus on a few things.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's true. And I'm also seeing where, you know, these millennials, and be interested in your take, are the ones who are seeing the gaps in whatever it might be, the care, and are coming up, you know, saying, well, we need a solution for that. And a lot of times they're coming up from a technology standpoint with the solutions. Are you seeing that?
Absolutely, and I've written a few articles on some of those companies. So yes, I think, again, that's where I think the strength of their ability to innovate and multitask and problem solve comes into play, because they see a caregiving need and attempt to fix it for the greater good, not just for their own family's sake, but for other families in similar positions. So
kind of continue with that theme. Not only are they coming up with solutions, and some of them are tech-based, how do they have an advantage in their caregiving in a tech-based society?
Well, a big part of caregiving is coordinating appointments, coordinating the care team, and that's professionals and family members alike. So you've got a lot of players. In a good caregiving support team, you should have a lot of players. So I think the ability to use tech to streamline and simplify some of those coordination processes is a big bonus for millennials, because they're comfortable with the technology because they grew up with it. So there's not a learning curve on how to use this app or how to find an app. They can just find the app that works for them, and if they find one that works better, they can apply it, and there's no barriers there on adopting a new technology to make things easier.
Okay. I want to circle back, and I know not all of these are in our questions that we've kind of discussed beforehand, so I'm not going to try not to throw you for a loop, but you know, one of the topics we're going to cover in a gentleman by the name of Don Weber is on the summit. He's a president of Logistics Health, and they're very forward-looking in how they treat caregivers in the workplace and the whole culture around that. Given what we know about millennials and their work habits and things like that, do they have particular challenges when it comes to being able to execute their caregiving in the environment of the work that they have, and given how their work ethics are different, not necessarily bad, but different than maybe the boomers like myself?
I think that's a great question, because another piece that I wanted to mention in terms of challenges for millennial caregivers is self-identification and just relating to peers. So I think in the workplace, if they have peers, that they may not be caregivers. 25% is a large number, but when you flesh that out in the workplace, they may not have somebody that they can talk to about, hey, I have to go home early today because I have to take grandma to the neurologist. So I think that could be an area where there's some difficulty, self-identification and realizing that their role is important, and then translating that into a conversation with their employer about how to get the flexibility they might need, because the employer might look at them and think, well, what do you mean you're a caregiver? Again, that kind of reverse ageism could come into play there. So, and I think there was just an article from Next Avenue that came out recently about talking to your employer about being a caregiver. How do you tell your boss? Should you tell your boss? What kind of things should you ask your boss in regards to your caregiving responsibilities and juggling those with work? So I think those conversations might look a little different for a millennial caregiver. Maybe an employer might not be as understanding about excusing them for caregiving duties because of their age. So I think it will be interesting to see how some of those dynamics play out.
Yeah, and certainly in some of the dot-coms, we've seen Facebook and those, they've been really progressive about addressing yes. these issues. As a culture, we, you know, and even during the election cycle, the whole the whole discussion around family leave was more, you know, more thought about the woman who was having a baby and that kind of family leave, as opposed to the person who needed to take care of an elder or somebody with a disability, perhaps. So, you know, hopefully one person at a time, we could change that culture a little bit. Do you think that given that millennials, just by the very fact they're caregivers, are now kind of getting involved in intergenerational conversations and reaching beyond, you know, just their peers, do you think they can reach out to boomers in the workplace and others who are going through what they are going through to kind of have a united force around how they might approach an employer or how they might work together in a mutual support group around these issues?
Yes, I think there would be a great opportunity for making some intergenerational connections that way, because really a lot of caregiving challenges are universal, regardless of your age. So I think it's a great common denominator in the workplace. And if a millennial is more of a self-starter, more self-motivated, not that boomers couldn't be, but maybe, you know, you get somebody that wants to do something, make a difference, is new to the organization and still has some fresh ideas, that might be a good way to get something off the ground and, you know, just work together with the boomers in the office on, hey, this is an issue we all care about, we can all relate to, and learn from each other on, because it's most likely the boomers in the office have been caregiving longer than they have. So right. They can learn from each other in that regard. So I think there'd be great opportunities there.
No, I think you bring up a good point. The millennials will be able to teach the boomers. Boomers will be able to teach right. The millennials, especially around the technology realm, perhaps with some whiz bang gadget that they found that can make life easier for everybody. Right. So, right. so how can we all better support millennial caregivers today and in the future?
Well, I think they need a lot of the same things as a caregiver of a different age: respite, support, people who get it, who understand what they're doing and can affirm them and encourage them. But I also think it's important that we try to do away with that idea of millennials are selfish. It's just a very pervasive idea. And I think, you know, just looking at that, taking their roles seriously and looking at them as an asset and not an annoyance, or, you know, there may be millennials who still live at home. And if you are a boomer and you have a millennial living at home, use them in caregiving. I wrote an article about this years ago for the Huffington Post. They're a secret weapon. Use them. They don't want to shy away from the caregiving issues. I've found that in many, many instances. And I think there's some hesitation on the part of boomers and older generations to kind of protect. Well, they're still the kids and they don't need to know about all of that. They don't want to see grandma that way. No, they really care about the elder in their life, whether it's a grandparent, great-grandparent, or other relative, or even a friend. I know several people who have cared for an older friend, a neighbor. It doesn't have to be a family member. So I think just let them lead and take their role seriously and take their input seriously, because they are the next generation of caregivers and eventually care recipients. So what they're doing now can benefit all of us and be very instrumental. So,
yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, they do kind of face kind of this double whammy that you got a workplace cultures that don't necessarily, you know, understand caregiving yet. There's certainly some bright spots, but the majority of folks, you know, don't. And then this reverse ageism of you know, the kind of stereotypes we've given to those. So what advice would you offer to these millennial caregivers who do have unique challenges and want to be encouraged that they're on the right path and doing the right things and taking care of themselves?
I would say find the support. I would tell any caregiver that. Find the support. Find the resources. My daughter has special needs, and I am constantly researching the next best therapist or treatment plan or research about her conditions, etc. So I would say the same thing, and millennials are good at that. Okay, you're sitting on the couch watching Netflix at the end of the day. Do some research while you're watching. We're good at multitasking, so find out what's out there that can help you and help your loved one that you're caring for to improve the quality of both of your lives. So I would say find the support, find the resources. But there is a report that just came out, and I haven't read the whole article yet, but there isn't the same type of support for younger caregivers yet. So develop it. If you see a need, meet it, and don't let anyone stand in your way. And build your village. I think that's another disadvantage for younger caregivers, because they're still networking, they're still building their contacts, professional and personal. So that takes time. Don't be discouraged by that, but definitely keep adding people to your team. Even if you don't know how they might fit in yet, they may fit in down the road. Surround yourself with good people who can advise you on caregiving issues that will come up in the future that you're facing now. So.
That's awesome advice, because, you know, we often say it takes a village, but sometimes you have to build the village. I like that a lot. So
yes, you do.
All right. Well, Michelle, I want to thank you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you virtually, and yes. I thank you for being on the Caregiver Smile Summit.
My pleasure.